Wake up sleep deprived and you already know that you've got this shit commute ahead of you. You go and have your disgusting cereal, slurp the sugary milk. You get ready whilst putting on music, listening to like degenerate rappers who are talking about fucking the women that you want and making the money that you wish you could be making. You get onto the tram or the bus or the train and you hate it. You're stuffed next to people. Every 6 to 12 months, there's like a chaotic moment because it's public transport and there's like someone coming up and being weird or some crackhead who's starting on you or some racist who says some shit. And you have to deal with that state of anxiety, that fight or flight, so often just to get to work. You get to work and you start lowering your testosterone because now you're taking orders from your female boss. You're doing work that you don't even find important, but just because you need this wage. Take the same shitty tram, train, bus back home. You're at home at 6 p.m. and you literally have a few hours left of the day to basically just do chores, eat seed oils, watch some bullshit on TV or on YouTube like this video, and then knowing that you're gonna go to sleep again and be sleep deprived. That's like the average existence for most people. It's something that I want to help you save yourself from. I was interviewed yesterday by the school team. So school is like the kind of the website that I use to host my paid product, my community. And they interviewed me like asking about like, you know, my origin story. Why did I become an entrepreneur? It's because this was my reality. I used to go to sleep knowing I'd be sleep deprived when I'd wake up. I didn't fit in next to my coworkers. I needed to take the tram in pitch black and go to the gym early on in the office and come back home. And I worked all day tirelessly for 64 pounds of wage. And so when I was asked yesterday like what my origin story of becoming a businessman was, I told this story of like I was in so much pain that I literally felt like there was no point of my existence. Like I wasn't doing work that was meaningful. I didn't have a purpose in life. I didn't have like a mission that I cared about. And so basically I had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And so I made the difficult decision to quit my full-time job when I still wasn't even getting traction as like a YouTuber, as a businessman. I made the difficult decision to go all in on business, not even knowing like if it would really work out, because I refuse to live that average life. And I know I probably sound condescending as fuck. I probably sound like some idiot, like entrepreneur who's full of himself or something, but it's, what day is it? I mean, it's a Sunday, so fair enough, but like, it could be any day of the week right now, and I'm here with my friends. We're fucking around. We broke into this, like, university's track field or something, and we're just, like, running laps and, you know, just fucking about with our friends. I've got my cameraman, Scott, my friend over there. It's amazing that this is part of my work day now, that I go out with friends, explore the world, do, like, funny stuff and, you know, socialize and experience hardship and challenges, and all I have to do is just kind of teach the lessons online, and that's become, like, my business, my full-time job. You know, I always see those videos from YouTubers and TikTokers who say like, oh, you know, you guys have done this for me and I love my audience and stuff. And I've always found that gay as fuck, if I'm honest. Like, you know, it's just cringe. It's just like, why the fuck are you lying? But truthfully, I'm here today just because I've shared these lessons and you and other young men have found it valuable. Hear that? Well, this is my full-time job, basically. Living life and then experiencing failures and mistakes and hardships and success. And then just teaching the lessons as best as I can, trying to explain the concepts in the way that I do, which I know that many of my boys really appreciate because I'm able to, you know, explain things or give advice in a way that really works. And that's my business now. So I feel like I'm doing something purposeful. I feel like I'm genuinely, like, helping people with the work that I've done. I've gotten easily 100,000 guys to exercise, which, like, honestly, when you think about it, there's not many human beings that could ever say that. I've gotten hundreds of thousands of people to exercise and meditate and journal, and that's my business. That's not like some you know, charitable thing that I've done just because I'm a good person, but rather that's the thing that's actually financially freed me and my family and given me the opportunity to, for example, fly out to, I'm in Vegas right now, give me opportunity to fly out here, fly with my cameraman, pay for his flight and everything, and just be here for a few days and just kind of experience like the US for the first time. And it's beautiful, honestly. This is not an average life by any means, and I know that, you know, like I probably sound like condescending or, you know, like a bad person for saying that, because I don't know, these days like entrepreneurship is seen as like such a bad or like some dark thing, or you're a liar or scammer or something. A lot of people have a negative perception of entrepreneurship. I really think it's a beautiful thing. I don't know if this video will have any value for you other than if you're like an aspiring entrepreneur. It's just, I just wanted to document this moment right here, right now, when I'm sat here in Las Vegas in United States for the first time with friends who are like running laps around this track field. My cameraman's over there recording me right now. I would not be here if I wasn't an entrepreneur. If I was working like some 9-to-5 job, I wouldn't have been able to come here. I wouldn't have been able to even spend the money for this trip. I'd have work tomorrow and I'd be back in like UK, like, you know, recovering from the hard week and getting ready for it. And I know this is like, it's a weird video because usually I like to have like a very specific piece of advice. I usually like to say, okay, just do this. Here's like top 9 no fat tips, but at least for this one, I just really wanted to show you just this little glimmer of moments of like, I'm really, really fucking happy. A lot of people have asked me recently, like, you know, what is my life like now? Am I happy? Am I fulfilled? I went through a breakup a few months ago with a woman that I really thought like I'd have children with, that I would marry. I've went through, you know, hardship and stuff with like, you know, breaking up with friends and stuff, you know, like just so much stuff. And I've went through a lot of change in the last few months, but I'm so fulfilled. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, I say this to my friends and to, we had like a big dinner yesterday of everyone who's in this like business model for the school team. And it's like, I'm so fulfilled. Like, I've worked so fucking hard that I'm the number one. Basically, like, there's a website called School, which is kind of like, it's hard to explain, but imagine it's kind of like Discord, but way better and more like classy. And I'm the number one on this entire website. So we're here in this event where it's like all the guys who are like the best in the space have come to get ideas. We have the CEO of the website here, who's like, his company's worth maybe $250 million right now. Alex Somozzi, if you know him, we all go to meet him today. And we're sat around and it's like, you know, people are like saying that they're proud of me, that I'm number one in this fucking entire website, that I've worked so hard and I feel so fulfilled. Because not only that, this isn't even about me just making money. As you know, like, I'm a little bit of like a kind of a, I don't know, like a weird guy who, even though I make money, I still wear like the same t-shirts that I've had for years. You know, this is like a little custom one that I made. It's not merch, it's not for sale. I don't even have a car. I don't even have a license. I still live at home with my parents. It's not even about the money, honestly. I feel like I'm relatively unchanged by money. But it's that I finally had, as a young man, like something to work hard on that I 100% back. Like, you know, for most of your life, like, you've went to school and work and university and everything, and it's like you've had to work hard, but you've always had that subtle sense of like, this is fucking stupid, haven't you? Like, when you're in school, no matter even if you really wanted to get a degree, which if you're watching this, you probably didn't, we always have had this thing in the back of our minds that the thing that we're working on isn't really 100% the thing that we actually want to work on. For the past year since I've been growing this business, this is 100% what I wanted to work on. Not only has it been so profitable that it's changed my life and my family's life, and we've been able to hire great people and give them amazing jobs, but also it's just like the impact that it's had on my customers, like the boys who have bought it. Basically, I have like a masculine self-improvement entrepreneurship community where young men come in who want to learn how to like date girls, they want to learn how to start a business, they want to learn how to become stronger men, and they just get like closer to me, and I hop on calls with them and I give them advice, and you know, we just help them to develop and give them support. Basically, it's like an online school where you get like teachers and support, and there's a community and you can ask questions and get advice and everything, right? And it's like we have 1,700 paying customers who pay $129 every single month, and they're like, they're happy. Like, I see the posts in there every day of like how happy they are that they've been getting so much out of it. We do meetups in real life, and I've just done one in London where like 100 guys fly out to come meet me. We train in a park together. We get muddy as fuck. We're wrestling each other, like literally fighting each other in the park. And then hours later, we're all dressed up, handshaking each other in like a professional business setting. And the guys are saying that, you know, it's like, it's so amazing that they come out to this. Next month, we go hike up a mountain together. The month after that, we go hike up a different mountain together. Like, it's just masculine as fuck. And it's like the pictures of all the boys laughing, and we're all shirtless and flexing and goofing around. You know what the best part is? I've not told anyone this just so far, but one of the best parts of this entire like business is that we get pictures and, you know, content of every like meetup that we do. So imagine it's me and like 80, 90 guys who have flown out to just come see me, and all of this is a part of like my paid product, right? It's like this private community called Adonis School. And we got this one picture of all of us shirtless in the park. We're all muddy, we're all smiling and flexing. That one picture I've sent to so many people. I won't lie to you, like, I've sent it to, like, you know, this girl and this girl. I've sent it to this friend and this family member, and everyone who replies back is so sweet. Like, the reply back that I just got from a girl this morning was, I love how much you are helping your generation. It's not to say that, you know, like, oh, a cute Instagram picture is the best part, but it's like, I'm so proud that I've been sending this picture of this like meetup to like literally about 20 people, and their responses make me even more proud, because I don't know, I'm craving validation or some shit, but it's so nice to get like, you know, your family members and your friends replying back to you and saying like, the work you're doing is amazing. It feels like it's just a win-win-win where I'm super happy, fulfilled, and I feel purposeful. It's made so much money that I've been able to retire my family. Like, my dad literally was a taxi driver and he doesn't have to work anymore. He's literally just like, he does tasks for me inside of my business. My brother was a pharmacist manager working full-time, didn't enjoy it. Now he works inside of my business. My sister was working in customer service. Now she works full-time in my business. We're going to start to hire our family in Pakistan and get them to do like assistant duty, which, imagine this, imagine you've got family in a third world country,
and you can just send them like $500 or $1,000 a month, which is about triple what they might be able to make anywhere else. And they get to work inside of the family business, and you get to employ someone that you really trust, and they'll just help us to like grow the community even more. It's changed my family's life forever. We stacked up so much fucking wealth that like I'll be able to buy my family like a fucking home soon. Like this internet entrepreneurship shit that you see, I know that it seems like some new age thing where you get subscribers and followers, but like I'll buy my family a home like this year, like a fancy amazing home in an amazing safe area. My sister's always fantasized about having a home which is like gated, and it's the kind of ones that like celebrities have, and I'll literally buy that for my family this year. It'll be probably more than like £1.5 million. I'll buy that because of my business. And then not only like my personal benefit because I'm fulfilled, and then my family's benefit because we've got money now, and you know they don't have to work like jobs that they're unhappy with. But then also like my customers, like the young men who are watching this, who are inside of Adonis School, they seem super fucking happy as well. Like they literally will write posts every day that they're getting so much value out of what they're paying for. And so it's like I just feel like I've got like win-win-win. And then again, the final point is that it doesn't feel like some degenerate business or, you know, like a way of making money, like I don't know, like trading or some, you know, like some weird fucking modern day business, where really the way that I'm making money is by helping young men, the young men who've got enough like money to spend, who get extra support from me. I've always been doing that, you know, in YouTube. I've been posting my lessons, but there's only so much you can help someone just by making videos like this. But with the paid community, I get to just go above and beyond and actually meet these guys in real life, literally physically fucking handshake them, hug them, bring them up on fucking mountains with me, go onto calls with them all the time to the point that I know their life story, and I give them like advice every single week. And then I've got my coaches who give them advice every single week. We teach them how to increase testosterone, how to actually speak to girls. We have guys coming in so happy saying that they just went on the first date of their lives. We've got guys coming in saying that they just got their first kiss. We've got guys coming in saying that they've just made it official with a like a high quality girl, and they're so happy they've got a girlfriend and everything. We just had a young kid who's 14 years old say that he's just made $1,000 online, like his first time making it. Like he was making like 100 before this. He hopped on a call with me. I taught him like what to do in his business, and he got like 3-4 extra clients, and he like helps like young guys to like improve their lives, how to like stop watching porn and stuff, like because he's just gotten over that himself. And so imagine like a 14-year-old sending you a message that he's now making enough money because of your advice that he can actually like give some money to his family and take off some of their financial burden. I can't even believe this is real life for me, honestly. This is my work task. A few years ago, it used to be all about going to work and making £64 a day in customer service, like picking up phone calls where people would shout at me and be rude to me. And now I feel like I'm really living from like my authentic purpose, which I'm so happy about. What you see about, you know, these internet entrepreneurs, I really want to tell you is like, it really is as good as it fucking seems. This isn't me, like, you know, my program isn't really about making you an entrepreneur. It's just about making you like a better man. So I'm not trying to sell it here. This is just me like just showing you what it's like to be an entrepreneur. It's hard for me to basically tell you about my life without accidentally pitching you my product and my sort of like, you know, my lifestyle, because I don't know anyone who's living like a better life than me, other than basically the men who are older than me in the similar kind of business, and they've just got like a sort of a better family life because they're married and they've got children and they've got that purpose right there. Like my mentor Dan Bolton, he's a Christian man, he's about 35 years old, he's married with 2 kids, but he does a similar business model where he posts social media content and then he funnels people to like a coaching program, a community, and he's so fulfilled. Then I have a good friend of mine, Gary, who used to be my sleep coach, and it's very similar for him. He had a son about a year and a half ago, and he has a similar business model where you post social media content and then he sells people like into like a sleep slash like high performance package. Like I worked with him as well, and he really helped me. And like I just see like the happiest people of society are all doing the same business model. They're just posting their lessons to social media, and then they just start some kind of paid product to help people with their goals even faster. There's my boys going on a race right now. So wholesome, man. Yeah, Danny's fast as fuck, bro. Any last words you want to say to the camera? It's about the beauty of entrepreneurship, not living an average life, and then the life we get to live because we make money online, and how grateful I am. And it's like a wholesome video and everything.
So for me, what I think, no matter what you do, you're going to upset people. You've got to do what feels right for yourself. So you've just got to follow the season of your life. Mm-hmm. So whatever the season of your life is, to be successful, grow a channel, support your family. You've got to stay true to that, and you've just got to be your true, authentic self. And I'm sure everything in the end will work yourself out exactly how it's supposed to work out.
Yeah, bro. Nicely said, man. Yeah, I was saying that to Scott before this, actually. I was like, I've built up such a large following through different interests and seasons of my life. And it's very hard for me to make videos now that appeal to everyone. And so I was saying it to Scott, like my friend, that if I post a video, like at least 50% of my audience is pissed off because they've come from like a different part of my life. Like if I post a video like this, which is quite plain and unedited, the young guys who subscribe when I used to make those cartoons, like the Jeffrey and Adonis videos, they're kind of upset because they miss those videos. If I post those videos, then the new, like older guys are upset because they prefer the unedited, like less dopamine videos. If I talk about lessons from, like, no offense, but like, you know, the earlier days when you might be able to relate to it more, you might like those videos more, where I talk about like, yeah, you know, here's how to meditate and exercise, and, you know, I repeat those beginner level advice. Then anyone who's a little bit more advanced and intermediate in self-improvement in their life and success, they're kind of upset because they don't need that basic advice. If I post more of these advanced lessons that I'm going through now, then the beginners don't really, you know, they don't relate to it. So I was saying it to my friends this morning, that like, I'm in this tricky place where even though life is amazing, you still go through challenges. And the challenge that I'm personally going through, which I'm just kind of documenting here because I'm sure that I'll watch this video in the future, the challenge that I'm going through right now is that I think I've tried to appeal to so many people, and I'm very much like captured by my audience. I very much want everyone to like me, and so I'm reading the comments, and I'm trying to like change myself to be like who I think my audience want me to be. But that's no life at all. And so what I'm doing is I'm authentically just like ruthlessly trying to be who I really am, trying my best not to be influenced by my audience or the comments, and really trying to find like my own place in this world, my own lessons. And the only one promise I can make you is that I'll just come here and post my lessons. That's all I can just tell you. If you're expecting someone who's like, who's perfect, which I feel like a lot of my audience are, you're expecting someone who's perfect, who has like this clear set of beliefs and they aren't changing and they aren't evolving, then it's not me. Like I am a broken man, like a blank slate constantly. And I'm just constantly looking for like the best way to live life according to whatever like season or interest or goals that I'm currently obsessed over. And the goal that I'm currently obsessed over, if I may be totally honest, it is business. It's so cool to act like you don't care about money these days. And I grew a lot more on YouTube when I used to say to you, like, you know, it's self-improvement and it's mental health and it's like this, you know, this leadership and movements and stuff. And those things are very important. But if I'm just totally, totally honest, like, I'm obsessed over business. I fucking love it. It's the most fun life that I've had so far. It's like just tracking the numbers. And it's like I'm playing a video game, but in real life. But the rewards of this video game isn't some like digital gold sword or you know, some dragon or some shit. It's like you free your family from financial burdens. That's what I'm currently obsessed over. That's what the season of my life is on. And that's what a lot of the lessons that I'm going through, I'd be sharing this channel. If you feel like that'll help you, then you can stick around and watch some of the videos. And if you feel like you're not in this season of business and you don't really care about that, I understand, because I feel like the point I've got to now with such a vast audience of different ages and experiences, I can never appeal to everyone ever again. It's just the audience size is just too general, it's too big, it's too broad. So all I can do, like you've got to see it from my perspective, it's very easy for someone in my position right now to go fucking crazy. I've got tens of thousands of people, or even close to 100,000 people, who watch every single day. And so it's so easy for me to be like, you know, my head is on a swivel looking at other people's comments and content, and to think, wait, how do I get these people to like me? This guy says he wants these videos. This guy says he wants these videos. This guy's criticizing me because of this negative trait, but the next guy actually likes that trait in me. So it's like the things that I feel like I'm being criticized for right now, the next comment I read is someone who actually says they like that about me. So like, it's so hard to try to have like reinforcement from the internet, because people don't really even know you. Like, you honestly, like, you maybe know like 10% of the real me. And I try and show more and more, but it's very hard in like a 20-minute video. So all I'm trying to do, like the biggest thing, the challenge that I'm currently going through, which I'm just kind of documenting to the world right now, is that I have a massive audience and I'm trying my best not to be captured by them and to become like a product of my audience. But rather, I'm trying to center myself in my own values and goals, live from that, and then just come over to the internet to post my lessons, because I know that it's quite valuable for like thousands of guys out there. And all I can do is like just go and live life, see what happens to me, see how I can grow, evolve, and improve, and then just hope that by making a video, younger Hamza is basically going through the same journey but faster. I feel great. I'm growing my email list as well. So if you like reading and you want to read like an email from me every single day, maybe you want to like read coffee in the morning and have the email open and you read about masculinity, entrepreneurship, and everything, that's the top link in the description. Just scroll down and go join that right now. I send out an email every single day. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!